Today we're going to be discussing the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. Now the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer needs a lot of discussion to whether or not it really is a Yom Tov. Last week we spoke about the Yom Tov of Pesach Sheni, which there's very little literature amongst the earlier Achronim or Paiskim that discussed this idea of it being a Yom Tov. Lag BaOmer has a little bit more literature, but we have to really figure out, is there such a thing called the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer, or is Lag BaOmer nothing more than just the ending of the Avelis for some communities? That's what we need to discuss this evening, and we'll see the halacha, nafkaminas that it makes with regard to when does the either the Hafsakas Avelis or the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer, when exactly does it begin? In order to answer this question, we have to go back to the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis, tells us the story again of Reb Akiva's students. And the reason why I focus on this story, because it's a very important story. The Gemara tells us the following: Amu Shnei Meser Elav Zugim Tamidim Hagadol Reb Akiva, 12,000 peers of students, Reb Akiva, Megivas Aratifres, Vekula Meis Beperegecha, they all died at one period. Why, says the Gemara, Bnei Shalanogu Kovet Zelazeh? Vayolam Shamim, the world was desolate. Atshavar Reb Akiva, Eitzel Rabbi Yisein, until Reb Akiva came, Shebedarim V'shino Lahim, he taught them again. Who were the new Talmidim after the casualties? Zok the Gemara, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon. This Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There's a discussion in Achreinim, why is he sometimes called Reb Shimon, why is he sometimes called Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? And there are those who want to tie in that he was called Reb Shimon before the whole story with the cave, and after the cave he was now referred to as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But it's a kasha, why sometimes he's Reb Shimon, why sometimes Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Some say Reb Shimon was before, when he became popular, he switched over to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai versus when he wasn't so popular as regular Reb Shimon. Okay, so there's a shaila of when he gets the title Bar Yochai and when not. In any case, the Gemara tells us that one of the second round Talmidim of Reb Akiva was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Zokti Gemara, Veheim Midu Torah, and they were the ones who rebuilt the Torah. Zokti Gemara, Tana, we learned Kula Mesu. When did this all this death happen? Mi Pesach V'Ad Atzeres. All of the deaths took place from Pesach till Shavuos. So if you look at the Gemara Kipshutai, the Gemara A never says, and because they died, we have Avelos. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says, Mishum Kach Noigim Avelos, that the Rishonim / Goyim did. But what the Gemara does tell us is gives us a time frame. The time frame of the Gemara was that this all happened between Pesach and Toshuos, which means if the Avelos has to do with the Tamesa of Tamidir Bakiva, then it should be as long as they died. It should be from Pesach until Shavuos. That we know we don't keep from Pesach until Shavuos. The question is, why not? If the Avelos is connected to the death, so that it should work with when they die. Now, we mentioned 2 weeks ago in Ishim, when we talked about Avelos of Svi, that there are other reasons for the Avelos. We mentioned the Chag Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch brings down some other reasons why there's Avelos during this period of time. It had nothing to do with the Talmidei Reb Akiva. But we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear that we're focusing on the Meisi Talmidei Reb Akiva. And the big question on this whole sugi is, if we're going with the Gemara, so why is it that we stop in the middle? Why don't we go all the way till Shavuos? Even those that are noig like the Arizal, not to take haircuts till Shavuos, has nothing to do with the Avelos. It's clear like that. It's not because the Arizal held with noig the Avelos for 49 days. It's because the Arizal held that it's not a good time to, it's not, it's Yimei Din, and therefore there was no haircuts. But it was clearly not because of the Avelos. So the question is, why does the Avelos end for sure before Shavuos, if the Gemara sounds like they died up until Shavuos? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, Nigris Moshe, Arachayim, Chelik Aleph, Kof Nantes, where he basically mentions that there's 6 different minhagim of the Avelos of Sphere. We know of like the 2 famous ones, what we call the first sphere and the second sphere. There's really 6 minhagim, different calculations of when exactly and how you keep the Avelos. We're not going to focus on all 6 of them. We're going to focus on the 2 popular ones, which what people call the first sphere and the second sphere, and then the Svadish version. The first sphere is what most people keeping from second day of Pesach until Lag BaOmer. The second version has a couple of versions to it, but the point is they start sometime after Rosh Chodesh Iyar or on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and they go to Shloshis Mehagbala. Those are the 2 popular ones. And the other one is Svardim. Svardim don't go to Lag BaOmer, they go to Lad BaOmer. They go one more day. Okay. So the Beis Yosef on the tour in Simitov Sadi Gibel brings down a very interesting medrash. He quotes a medrash. The medrash says like this: Shemati. He's quoting a whole list of Yishayim, Avu Jerham, Eben Shuib, a whole list of Yishayim, who say like this: Shemati sheyesh b'medrash shemeif mi Pesach ad prus atzeres. That we found a medrash that adds one word to the Gemara in Yevamos, puts in the word prus. What difference does that one word make? V'hu tesvav yoyim kaidem ha'atzeres. That word prus means, don't read the Gemara, they died from Pesach until Shavuos. They died from Pesach until 15 days before Shavuos. The word prus means 15 days before. Ka'omram, like the Mishnah says in Shkolim, at prus ha'Pesach, prus ha'chag, shem chamisha osa yoyim b'nisan, u'betishre. Okay, so now the Beis Yosef does some math for us. If you accept that version of the Medrash, therefore, u'kishachoser chamisha osa yoyim me'abram b'tishre. So now it's no longer 49 days. It's 49 days minus 15. Oh, so now that he didn't die for 49 days, he only died 49 days minus 15. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, if you subtract 49 minus 15, so how many days did they actually die? They actually died for 34 days. Nisha Rishloshim Barbom, yeah, they only died 34 days. Vinehim Shloshim Rishloshim Shloimim, that's only 33 full days. And on the 34th day in the morning, you can shave based on the principle of Mitzvah Sayyim Kikul. So this is a very big saving grace. This Medrash is how we justify the Gemara. We justify the Gemara by saying this Medrash. Now many Achranim said, come on. You're going to take a medrash over a mefarsh gemara. We have a gemara. It's open. There's no changes. Maybe oitzar. I mean, you know, oitzar hadam. Maybe gemara. Maybe changes it on the side. I don't look. But the way we have the gemara, it's kipshutay pesach until shavuos. Are you going to tell me because you found a medrash somewhere in the rishonim that now you're going to it's going to beat it out? So there, some say no. That the svarim that the svardish rishonim had are so reliable that it's even going to go against the mefarsh gemara, which is a shtickle chiddush that we're going to be saying on these Abu Juhams, Evan Schwibs, who found this medrash connecting the mefarsh gemara. But that's the basis for svar. The basis for Sfar Deshaminik is based on this Medrash, that they didn't die for 49 days, they only died for 34 days. So therefore, you only have to keep 34 days of Avelos. So we only keep 34 days on Lamed Dalet Bo'imed Avelos ends. That's the version of the Mechaber Sfar Deshaminik. The Me'iri in Yevamos says it a little differently. The Me'iri writes, the Kabbalah B'yad HaGa'inim. We have a Kabbalah from the Ga'inim, says the Me'iri. Shebi'yoyim Lamed Gimel Lo'imer Poska Hamisa. He's also bothered. What, how could you tell me that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, at least for Ashkenazic Jews? What do you mean? The Gemara says they died till Shavuos. Zokti Meiri, you're right. The Gemara says it, but we have a Kabbalah from the Goinim that it's not true. They stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Umitoich kach, and based on this, says the Meiri, noigim shaloi lehisanes boy. That's why there's a minig not to fast on Lag BaOmer. That's very interesting. That's not brought la halacha. This is very negated to chasanim. I have two chasanim that are getting married on Lag BaOmer. So the question is, does the chasan fast on Lag BaOmer? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, as one of the days that you don't fast is not Lag BaOmer. It's not one of the days you don't fast. Right? So it's interesting. So here the Me'iri says, no, the minhag was not to fast. Says the Me'iri, that's the same reason why until this time, we don't make chasanim. But afterwards you could. So the Me'iri is the first to at least mention that Lag BaOmer is not only a day of stopping the Avelos, but it's a day that has some form of intrinsic simcha. That's what he's adding. Is a mekar in Rishonim. And we'll see this is very important for tonight's shir, that not only is it the ending of the Avelos, but that also comes along with some form of reason to have Riboy HaSimcha. The way the Me'iri works it out is that's why there's Isser Tainus. Yeah.
So if you go by the second minhag, we're almost saying the svar should be, well, they stopped dying Lag BaOmer, but then they continued after.
So that's what we're going to have to figure. So that's what we're going to have to figure. If the second minhag holds, that's what happened. The second minhag has a different logic. We'll have to see that in a few minutes. But this Me'iri is very helpful to bypass the problem that we started off with. If the Gemara says they died Pesach Toshvuos, so what changed? So that's the Me'iri's Kabbalah B'yad HaGo'in. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 4, the Mechaber is very clear. Noigim Shloi Lehistaber Ad Lag BaOmer. We don't take haircuts until Lag BaOmer. Sha'imim, we say Sha'oz Pasku Mulamas. That's when they stop dying. So it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that whatever the ending of the Avelos is connected to when they stop dying, but the Ein Lestaper Adyim Lamed Alba Boiker, but you can't take a haircut till 34 in the morning, which for Sfarim would be Friday. Why? Because they still died on 34. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Gemara explain it. Okay, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, the significance of what we call the first Sfira is the ending of the Avelos, and the ending of the Avelos is when they stop dying. Zok de Ramah, a very important Ramah. Haga ubebedinas elu einoigim kedvav. In our communities, we don't follow that. El mistabim b'yoyim lamed gimel. We start taking haircuts already on 33. So let's stop right there. If you would stop right there, so then there's machloikis Ramah and Shulchan Aruch in Metzias. Go back in history and find out when they stopped dying. Did they die 33 or did they die 34? So you'll dig up history books and you'll prove it. It's not exactly Lom de Shemachloikis. They're both agreeing to the same idea. That there's nothing major going on over here besides for the ending of the Avelos. We're just debating when the Avelos ended. Did it end on 33 or did it end on 34? What's the Machloikis based on? Physically when they stopped dying. Both parties agree we're applying the rule called Mitzvah Seyem Kukulay and we're not waiting the full day, but you have to wait a little bit of the day. But the question just is when they stopped dying. Comes along the Ramah, Umar bin Bok Tzasimcha. Then he adds something. Again, this is not a chiddush, he's quoting from Maril. He's telling us what earlier Rishonim had. Not only did they stop dying on 33, we're also marbis some form of simcha. Ve'ein ayim ba tachnun. And we likewise don't say tachnun. So now the Ramah is giving us more than just the ending of the Avelos, but he's giving us a positive svar that there's some yomtif or simcha that takes place on Lag BaOmer, but he doesn't tell us why. Why? What's the significance? The Shulchan Aruch mentioned nothing about this. All he just told us is when the Avelos ends. The Ein Lestaper, then the Ramah concludes, and this is where things get really lebedik, the Ein Lestaper ad lamed gimel ba'atma v'loy biber. However, you can't take a haircut on the night of Lag BaOmer. This year would be Wednesday night. You have to wait till Thursday morning. That's the end of the Rama. So the Rama told us seemingly three chidushim. Chidush number one is he argues on the metzias of the mechaber when they stop dying. Number two, he says not only did they stop dying, there's also a siba to make a simcha. And thirdly, he goes, you can't take a haircut the night before. Okay, so let's try to deal with each one of these chidushim of the Rama separately. The Ber Halach in number six has a very interesting discussion to try to explain what he calls the two popular menhagim of Svir. We mentioned earlier that the two popular menhagim is either starting from right after Pesach until Lag BaOmer, or the other version is to go after Rosh Chodesh Iyar or Am Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shlosh Me'agbal. So the Ber Halacha says, I'm going to explain to you the logic behind these two different menhagim. Says the Ber Halacha the following: Shita Achas Talmidei Rav Akiva Meisel Lamed Aliyah. The first version is the Svardisha version. The Svardisha version is they only died for 34 days. That's it. They only died 34 days. Where do you get that number? You get it from the Medrash quoted by the Beis Yosef. And therefore, I'm just going to skip a line. So, says the Mechaber, where did the Svardim get 34? They got it from the Medrash, 34 in the morning, all bets are off. That's when they stopped dying, you're allowed to move on. However, Ochen Adas Ramosh, Mr. Bez, Mashbis Field, the Paschal Moshe, and Gimel. Oh, the Ramos said they died another day. Good. But the Mechab and the Ramah are both agreeing on the same idea. They're both agreeing that we're sitting Avelis the days they died. We're just debating when they stopped dying. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, but says the Ber Halacha, there's another version. What's this other version? Says the Ber Halacha, however, we'll start over here where he says, the Shita Shnehu Mashaimim Shema Taisvis. There's another version based on a Taisvis. That what? The Talmidei Reb Akiva Meisel Lamed Gimel Yomim Shleim. They died 33 days. But not 33 days directly in consecutive. Not like the first version of the Ramah that they died straight 33 days. From Pesach to Lag BaOmer 33 days. No. They died 33 days, but they were spread out. What does that mean? They only died on days when they said Tachron. Any day when there was no Tachron, they didn't die. I don't know what happens if there was a bris. I don't know, maybe on days when there was a bris and they didn't say tachron. Okay. It means days where you don't say tachron, I guess, more me'ikar adin. Because what do you mean? The whole nisam, we don't say tachron, right? Okay. It means days when we me'ikar adin don't say tachron. So therefore, says the Ber Halacha, how's that work? Im kein, kishutaitzi shivasi me'a Pesach, you have 7 days of Pesach, and the hainim yom sheni shal Pesach, v'oichi shabbos, you have 6 shabbosim, 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1 day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, you're left with 33 days. Ulefi ze mesu adat seris. The Gemara is right. They died up till Shavuos, but not every day from Pesach until Shavuos. The death occurred spread out over that time, but only for 33 days. Therefore, says the Ber Halacha, so these 33 days were chosen days. They chose to decide to fast these days. They could have picked other 33 days. But the number 33 was because that's when they died, but it wasn't these days. Meaning, for someone who keeps what we call the second sphere, when he fasts, when he's Noig Avelos today, it's not because today was one of the days they died. Maybe not today, but it's one of the number 33 days that you have to keep for the Avelos. So this is a whole different version. This version has nothing to do with these were the days they actually died. It's just that there are 33 days over this time frame that needs to be kept. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in a Tshuva, if that's the Lumdus, you can't switch over. Says Rav Moshe, if the lumdus between the first sphere and the second sphere is not just we're agreeing on the numbers of days, but the difference is what you're keeping. So Rav Moshe says you can't switch from one to the other. It's a whole different lumdus. The first sphere is going with the days they actually died. The second sphere is going with the number 33 spread out over this amount of time. It's not the same minog. You can't switch. So if Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, if this is true, you would not be allowed to switch from one to the other. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. That in theory you shouldn't be allowed, because that's really a shine from one minog to another minog. But what's negay to us is that we're debating to whether or not, according to the second minhag hasfira, they did not stop dying with Lag BaOmer. They died up till Shavuos. It's just there are certain days that were designated for Avelos and certain days that were not designated for Avelos. This is beautiful with the Gemara. This works out much better with the Gemara. It's a little bit of a daichik that they didn't die every day, but throughout that time there was death. That's what you're going to have to kvetch. Because according to this, it wasn't 49 days straight of death.
No, but the Gemara doesn't say really
49. Right, the Gemara says Mipesach. That's right. So this would work out nicely with the Gemara.
All the deaths occurred in one 33 period in 1 year?
So I saw in the Sefer, they want to talk about this idea that maybe it wasn't all in 1 year, it was the next year. There is such a discussion like that. The Pashtus of the Gemara would be like it was in 1 year, but there is such a discussion like that maybe not. Okay, now that we have that down, let's try to tackle some of the lumness that the Ramah told us. First Chiddush of the Ramah was that there's no Tachanun, that we don't take care, that we hold Lamed Gimel, and we don't say Tachanun. Okay, no Tachanun. Why is there no Tachanun on Lag BaOmer? Because they stopped dying? That's not a reason to celebrate. That's just a reason not to be sad. Not to say tachron means you have to have a positive reason to say tachron, or not to say tachron. Here you're telling me they stopped dying, and that's a reason to be ma'arav b'simcha. Sounds very funny. When was the last time a person's at a base avala, then at the conclusion of Shiva, they get up and dance? Generally, that's not what we do. We don't do that at Shloshim. We don't marry b'simcha because the avilas goes away. So why is this? It depends, right? How have I they waited till Shiva for that? But in any case, that's right. That's true, right? So this is. So what's special about this day? So let's see in the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah over here, number 7, is extremely important. The Mishnah Berurah tells us like this. There's no recital of Tachanun on Lag Ba'Omer. What about Erev Lag Ba'Omer, which this year is going to be Wednesday? Will we say Tachanun on Wednesday? I don't know about in your shul. In my shul, there was a whole tumult about this Shabbos, about Sitkascha. That was, a Levdika fight. Right, so we spoke about this here in the show last week. We tried to explain both opinions, but that was, people got very frightened. And the funny thing was listening to people and they really didn't know what they were talking about. They were making up svaras as they were going along to try to explain this. As if it says somewhere in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to say Tachan, the whole thing is made up. So it's very hard to get into Lamed Shafites about it. But in any case, what about Erev Lag Ba'Omer? So Mr. Brewer writes, Gam be'erev shalamed beis. So here it's very mafurish. Mr. Brewer writes that on Erev Lag Ba'Omer, we also don't say Tachan. Okay, but that's shver to understand. Why? What's Erev Lag Ba'Omer? What's the Yom Tif? Where are we getting, what's the Yom Tif that the Erev doesn't get? Okay, let's keep that in mind. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ad Lag Ba'Omer Ba'atzmoy, can't take haircuts till the 33rd day. This is very important. When can you take a haircut? Most popular question asked, how early can you take a haircut on Lag Ba'Omer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'achar Shetei Netzacham. The earliest you can take is after Netzacham. V'atam L'didu Gam Kei Mishnah the Mikzas Hayom Kekula, because we have the same premise of Mikzas Hayom Kekula. Okay. So the question is why is there no Tachanon on Erev Lag Ba'Omer? More so, if there's no Tachanun on Erev Lag Ba'Omer, what's the statement that's being made? Why is there no Tachanun on Erev Rosh Chodesh? Because it's Samoch to the Yom Tif that's coming. That's the logic. So if you're going to tell me there's no Tachanun on Erev Lag Ba'Omer, so the statement you're making is that Lag Ba'Omer is a Yom Tif, and the Yom Tif starts at night, and Mincha is the Tefillah Samoch to the Yom Tif, so already we don't say. Fine, I would have no problems with that. But then how could the Ramah turn around and say, you know, I'll take a haircut till the next morning? It's a Tarta Zasri. If you're willing to tell me that there's the Yom Tov of Lag Ba'Omer, whatever Lag Ba'Omer starts to the next morning, I have no problem. So no haircuts the next morning, no weddings till the next morning, and Tachanun should be recited, Erev. But now that the Ramah, at least according to the way the Mishnah Berurah learned, based on the Chayk Yankov, that we don't say Tachanun on Erev Lag Ba'Omer, so we should be allowed to take haircuts at least that night. Because if you're not saying Tachanun, the statement you're making is, it's Samach to Yom Tov, so it's Samach to Yom Tov, so when does the Yom Tov start? You can't tell me the Yom Tov starts after Nates and I'm not saying Tachanun by Mincha. It's too far away. So how do we understand this?
Yeah, but do you say Mitzvah Hayom at night?
Maybe. But if you would say Mitzvah Hayom Kekula at night, you should be allowed to take a haircut at night also.
If.
So let's see. So the Chayk Yaakov makes a very compelling argument. Says the Chayk Yaakov that not everyone agreed that we don't say Tachan on Erev Lag Ba'Omer. Not everyone agreed to that. That was a discussion. Writes the Chayk Yaakov number 8, V'chein Kasav Bim Hagim. He writes not to say. Shekei Noigim Bim Aaron Ubipiyam Umaharil Kasav HaMinik Ba'ashkenaz Sheba'ashkenaz Einamim Tachano. Minik Ashkenaz was only by Shachris. Mashenki Ba'ariv Oimim Tchina. But by Minik we did. V'im Kain says the Chayk Yaakov Mashe Kasav HaRav Gamke De'in Lestap Ad Lama Gibel Ba'atzmoy Hu Mimaril Opim In Hoge. It's the same Maril. Avol Oysen HaNoigim Shalom Tachano Be'erev. But those people don't say Tachano on Erev like Ba'imer. The mutal estaper hadin, the mutal estaper, it should be mutal to take a haircut. The behod, taya, they go hand in hand. What does it mean they go hand in hand? Because if it's erev Lag Ba'Omer, it must be close to the yomt. If it's close to the yomt, you should be allowed to take a haircut. So Chagaga points out something's not right. This maril is not l'shitasai. It's almost a contradiction. How could it be you're not allowed to take a haircut till the next morning, but we don't say tachan? This doesn't seem to make sense. This is the kasha that the Chayk Yaakov points out. If you look lower down on the page, in number 8b, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes the exact same thing. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that there are those places that don't say Tachanu by Mincha on Erev Lag Ba'Omer. Why? The Fisha Saim Chinshe Betchilas Lalam Gimel Pasku Avelos. Because they believe the Avelos ends with the night of 33. Ulechein Eimim Tachanu B'Mincha Shelefneim Kimoy She'inamim B'Mincha Shelefnei Sharayamim She'inamim Tachanum Shelailam Kiyoimam Ulefi Minhagam. And according to that Minhag, Mutarim Gamkein L'Histaper. You should be allowed to take a haircut, which is what we all do. We all don't say Tachanu on Erev Lag Ba'Omer. Says the Shochan Charav that we should all be allowed to take haircuts, make chasas, there should be no problem. But we know that's not the case. We know the case is, at least according to most Achrayim, that even though no one's going to say Tachanun Erev Lag Ba'Omer, most people will tell you can't take a haircut until the next morning. How do you explain that? The Achrayim should be some form of a Tarta Desasr. So the easy answer is based on a Shari Tshuva. If you look at number 10, the Shari Tshuva quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Morik Tzir. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, we all learned the Ramah wrong. Easy way out. We learned the Ramah wrong. How can we have learned the Rambam wrong? The Rambam seems to be very clear. Says if Yaakov ended, go back to the Rambam. When the Rambam said ve'ein le'hestaper ad lamed gimel ba'atzma ve'loy mi be'erev, he didn't mean that you're not allowed to take a haircut the night of Lag Ba'omer. He meant you can't take a haircut erev Lag Ba'omer. Ve'ein le'hestaper ad lamed gimel ba'atzma ve'loy mi be'erev didn't mean the night. The night Lag Ba'omer, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that you're allowed to take a haircut. He meant don't take it in the afternoon or early evening erev Lag Ba'omer. That's what the Rambam meant. But of course, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Rambam will tell you, if you want to take a haircut Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, of course, that's Lag Ba'omer. So if you learn this like this Rabbi Yaakov Emden, so then the Rambam is beautiful. Now, most people don't learn it like that. Mr. Brewer definitely didn't learn the Rambam like that. If you learn the Rambam like this Rabbi Yaakov Emden, so then it's not a steer anymore. And it also means, halacha l'maisa, you are allowed to take a haircut Wednesday night at 10 o'clock at night. So if you're going to that version, that would answer the kasha. However, most people don't assume like that, and they assume that that's not the pshat over here and what's going on. So how can we explain the difference between the tachanun and the idea of the haircuts? So in order to answer this, we have to ask ourselves, what is Lag Ba'omer? Is the whole Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer nothing more than a question of when Avelis ends? Is it a question of ending of the Avelis and that's it? Meaning everything is an offshoot of the assumption that the Avelis ends on Lag Ba'omer and the question is when does Avelis end? Or there's another element here. There's an element that there's a Yom Tov called Lag Ba'omer, and the question is when does that Yom Tov begin? Two, what we'll call two dinim to Lag Ba'omer. There's the ending of the Avelis of Lag Ba'omer, and then there's a Yom Tov element. Now, they might be Tal Zebezeh, meaning the Yom Tov might be because of the Hasakas Avelis, or there might be independent reasons for why Lag Ba'omer is a Yom Tov, which we'll have to get to in later in the shiur. I asked my daughter if she learned anything in school about Lag Ba'omer. She's in first grade. She told me, yeah, Lag Ba'omer is a Yom Tov. I said, great. Why? She told me because someone special died on that day. Okay, she's partially right. The assumption is that Shimon Ba'yichai died on the day. The assumption, key word assumption, we'll see many Achraim disagree. They didn't think Shimon Ba'yichai died on Lag Ba'omer, and they don't think that's the reason for the Yom Tov. But if we're willing to accept this notion that there's a Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer, then the whole discussion is a different discussion. When does the Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer begin? So I was very happy that this year, Taka founder of Salvechik said the same idea. He brought down Harry Kedem in number 9. He sets it up like this. He wants to know that there's a Shaila in the Paiskim, can you take haircuts on Wednesday night? Big discussion, we'll get to it a little later. Can a person take haircuts on Wednesday night this year, or he has to wait till the next morning? So the Ramah seemed to be pretty clear. The Ramah seemed like you have to wait till the morning. Even though we'll see the Mishnah Berurah quotes an earlier Rabbah, then maybe you're allowed to take it earlier. So if Salvechik said, what's the shaila of when you could take the haircut? So he says like this, V'nir levar yisay machlekosam, him heter hat tespois b'yamagim v'ayim hu mishum mitzis hayim kikule. If the whole reason to take a haircut is based on the fact that the Avelis end, and we have a principle, mitzis hayim kikule, they died on 33. We should keep Avelis even on 33. That's one sad. No, the second possibility is that heter to take a haircut is not just because the Avelis ends. The heter is because there's a Yom Tov called Lag Ba'omer, which he doesn't tell us what the Yom Tov is, we'll have to figure it out. There's a Yom Tov called Lag Ba'omer, and that Yom Tov itself is a sibah to take a haircut. That's the tutzadim to understand Lag Ba'omer. Says with Salvechik like this. If you go with the first side that we're working only with the Avelis, and we have rules for Avelis. The rules for Avelis are you got to have 33 days based on Mitzvah Yom Kikulay, and Mitzvah Yom Kikulay only starts in the morning. So you can't take a haircut the night before, you'd have to wait till the next morning. But if you accept this notion that Lag Ba'omer is a Yom Tov, Yom Tovim always start the night before. So if the Yom Tov starts the night before and the heter to shave is based on the fact that it's a Yom Tov, then you would be allowed to shave the night before. So it says of Salvation, he's pointing out to us, you have to ask yourself, what is the heter? So I think we can say this taka two dinim to Lag Ba'omer. They're both true. They're both true. One element is the element of the Yom Tov. The not saying tachanun is not because we stopped the Avelis. The not saying tachanun is because of the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov starts the evening. So therefore the mincha prior to the Yom Tov, there's no tachanun. But the Yom Tov does not create a heter tespiris. What creates the heter tespiris is that ending of the Avelis. The ending of the Avelis doesn't start till the next morning. So the fizah, it's not a steer anymore. Because it's two dinim. The reason why we're not saying tachanun is because the Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer. The Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer starts at night. That's why there's no tachanun. So why can't I shave? Because this Yom Tov doesn't create a heter tespiris. So where's the heter tespiris? That's because of the ending of the Avelis. The ending of the Avelis is the next morning.
Well, yeah, well, you have a Yom Tov that you're not allowed to shave on.
You are allowed to or not allowed to?
No, you're always allowed to.
Yeah, so that's why he's very vague over here. What does he mean that the Yom Tov creates a heter tespiris? What? How big is this Yom Tov that's going to create a hetzer to spirits? What type of Yom Tov is it? We don't even know what type of Yom Tov it is, and yet it's going to be so strong. You know, putting aside Erev Shabbos and all those other issues, but how would you know that? So that's what I would like to say. It's like two separate dinim over here. They're not saying Tachanun is because of the Yom Tov, and the haircuts are because of the Hafsakas Avelos, and they're not contradictions. So the Fizet should come out based on this, that the haircuts and the shaving and the chasanas and the music all has to wait till Thursday morning. But the Tachanun and Echlam, the Tachanun would not be said on Erev Lag Baim. So what's the halacha l'maisa with the haircuts? How early can you take a haircut? Which is clearly on everyone's mind. So if you go back to Mishnah Berurah number 7, he writes that even though the Rama said not to take haircuts Wednesday night, you should know yesh me'achreinim shemekim l'stapim be'erev. There are achreinim that permit haircuts the night before. V'sayim el yirab, and the rabbi concludes the mikomok and then yinasun l'ri'isi mekilim. But however, weddings? No one's mekil with weddings, says del yirab. Unless like Boimer falls out on Erev Shabbos, like it does fall out. Unless like Boimer falls out on Erev Shabbos, v'ulo shasat chak. Okay, fine. But what's Mr. Brew telling us? That there is such a possibility that you're allowed to take a haircut at night, but weddings you definitely can't take at night. Now, look what we do today in Klai. So we do exactly the opposite. Chasen is at tomorrow night, very popular night tomorrow night, and no one's going to take haircuts tomorrow night. At least those that are not going to the chasen. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein held, if you're going to a chasen tomorrow night, you're allowed to shave before you go to the chasen. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein held in a Jew.
Even before dawn?
Yeah. Even before. We'll have to see if you hold like that, Rabbi Moshe, which is what Rabbi Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Rabbi Moshe held the minigas to make chasen on Wednesday night. The Eliyahu Rabba says it's exactly the opposite. Okay, Rabbi Moshe held the minigas the other way. But let's just try to be mazber. What's some of the svaras over here? Mr. Brewer is telling us that with the haircuts he could be more makel at night. I would say, I'll tell you why. Because the whole haircuts wasn't so chomer. The whole haircuts was the second level of minhag, and we spoke about this 2 weeks ago. The first level was weddings. Weddings was usher everywhere. Haircuts was yesh mekayimis not. So that's why it would make a lot of sense to me to be makel on haircuts. But it's lehepach. We're makel on weddings. We're makel on weddings and not on haircuts. What's the pshat that we're makel on weddings and not on haircuts? So that's one svara that I always thought. I always thought the pshat was tamazay. It's a mitzvah. The problem with that is that the Bach rejected that. The Bach initially put a little campaign against us. He said, I don't understand. How could the Rishonim, Goyim make a minhag to prohibit doing a mitzvah? How can they do it? And he kind of just says, yeah, but they did. So maybe you'll tell me that, okay, even though normally during Sfira we'll stick to the guns and we'll not allow it, but for some reason tonight it's different. We'll get to in a few minutes why would tonight be different just on Lomdus. Now, I found an interesting thing in the Sefer from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. He quotes over here this fellow who wrote a Sefer. And he says, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky told him that, number 10, Shalini to Spiris Noigim Lahachmer Belel Amet Gimel. Maisa, we are Machmer not to take haircuts Wednesday night. Ach Beshasat Chak, Ev Shalohakal. But if it's a Shasat Chak, you could be Mekel. I have 2 chassanim getting married on Thursday, so I told both of them that if you're afraid you're not going to get a barber on Thursday, take your haircut Wednesday night. You know, it's a busy day Thursday. If you're not going to be able to get a haircut before your chassana, tell me, I think that's a shasat chak. But he quotes, b'shem b'arin, v'hoisiv shemorin, b'arin kodlo, heike b'moka matzeich b'yem lami beiz, achar ha-mincha. B'arin would tell them, second Seder, after mincha, I don't know if he meant the first mincha or the second mincha, but sometime after mincha on Erev Lag Baomer, shekrayin ayim tachanun, because we're no longer saying tachanun. So Rabbi Aaron was also going back to the Shtikl Torah that there's a connection between the Nat Tachanun and the Tespiris. According to the way I was saying it, they're not connected. They're 2 separate dinim. But Rabbi Aaron said, no, there's connection. If you're telling me you're not saying Tachanun, so you're telling me it's a Yom Tov, it's a something, so you should be allowed to take a haircut. Valkoponim kol zehu le'inyin Tespiris. This is only true if you're talking about haircuts. Like the Eliyahu Rabba. Aval le'inyin rikudim u'mechalish shavashos, but just to listen to music or to dance, ein lahat belo lamed gimel ba'imer. That we should not permit on the night of Lag Ba'imer. The problem is all the good Lag Ba'omer parties all take place on Le'el Lag Ba'omer. They all take place Wednesday night. That's a bit of a problem. Okay, we'll have to deal with that in a few minutes. But just strictly speaking, the prohibition should all be in place till the next morning. So why was weddings mutter? Why is the minhag today, based on Rav Moshe and others, that tonight, this year, Wednesday night, people make chasanas? I know of at least one chasana. What happened to this Mr. Brew? The Mr. Brew quotes Eliyahu Rabba, who says that weddings were never make. Haircuts maybe, but not weddings. What's the difference? So I think we can explain the difference based on a fascinating Machloekis Rishonim. In the Hilchas Avelos, in Tor, in number 11, the Tor brings down Machloekis Rishonim, that we know by a real Oval who sits Shiva, they don't really sit 7 days. They sit 6, and a little bit of day 7, and they apply a rule called Mitzvah Yom Kikula. So the Tor brings down Machloekis Rishonim. Can you say Mitzvah Halayla Kikula? Let the person, instead of sitting a little bit day 7, the person needs to leave early day 7, so he wants to sit 6 into the night. He'll sit Shiva day 6 till 10 p.m., 11 p.m., so I'll set a little bit into day 7. Now, Genuk Shain, that's the end of the Shiva. And the next morning, he'll get up and go to work. Can he do that? So the Torah brings down a Machloekis Rishonim. And he quotes over here, number 11, Rabbeinu Meir Mirumberg, Kasev the Gabi Shiva, Kivish and Sarach, Sfir Shiva, Loich HaShvili Mikta Slayla. You can't do it. But at the end he writes, Rabbeinu Tam Hitter, B'Shas HaTchak, Lirchoitz B'Lel Shvi. Rabbeinu Tam was mad, B'Shas HaTchak, if a person needed to bathe themselves on the sixth day, in the evening, after they said a little bit of Shiva, to apply the rule of Mikta's HaLayla Kekula. Halach LaMaisa, we don't pask in Mikta's HaLayla Kekula. However, there's a Tshuva Sradvaz. The Pesachei Tshuva there in Shulchan Aruch quotes a Tshuva Sradvaz. Sradvaz was talking about a case where there was a fellow who was sitting Shiva, and he was going crazy. He needed to learn regular Torah. He couldn't handle this, no learning Torah for 6 days. He was climbing the walls. He needed to learn Torah. Or let's say you have a case where the husband's wife is supposed to go to the mikveh that night. So that's a mitzvah. So are you allowed to be mad to mikveh halayla kekula? So the Sradvaz writes, he thinks that for a mitzvah, you could be mad to mikveh halayla kekula. If that's the case, now we understand the minhag in Klal Yisrael. Why is everyone matter making chasanas Wednesday night, the night before? Tezuk's for that, the same on the Rishonim, that miktas halayla kekula ledvar mitzvah, since weddings are somewhat of a mitzvah, therefore they're willing to be same on those Rishonim that hold miktas halayla kekuloi for real avelus, plus this might not be real avelus, and therefore they're willing to make chasanas, but not to spiris. They're not going to allow haircuts, because that's a dvar rishus. They're not going to allow you to listen to regular music, that's a dvar rishus. But something like a chasan, which is a dvar mitzvah, that's why they're matter it based on these Rishonim. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted in two different places. One place is quoted, you have to wait till at least 50 minutes after Shkia to be mixed like kula, and another sefer I saw just said after sundown, which sounds like even after shkia. But you have to get a little bit, according to my lumdus, you have to have a little bit of time into it to be mekayim mixed halayla kekula. Lefizeh, if this is all correct, so what we're left with is that really at night the avelus is still going. The avelus doesn't end until the next morning. Maybe there's some yomtiv abatachanun, but regular music should not be permitted on that night. So how does everyone make the lag ba'omer parties on Wednesday night? What's the heter? So what you're going to have to say is in the Chutzanim, this is Kerelf points this out. You're going to have to say that they believe that this dancing is considered some form of a mitzvah, and they hold that night you're allowed to do a mitzvah. Which means Lefiza is something very interesting. This is what I tell people. If Wednesday night, every whole time, can I listen to music this year Wednesday night? So the answer is depends. If you're sitting at home on your bed, listening to regular music, the answer is no. If you're going to a Shem Bayechoy party, and they're dancing L'chavad Shem Bayechoy, so then somehow it becomes a mitzvah. So then you are allowed to. What happens if you're sitting at home listening to Shem Bayechoy music? I don't know, I'm not sure. Suffolk, I don't know. But that's the idea. Chayr lefizeh, you're going to have to explain that this whole hilulah de b'shem ha'chayr, these parties with live music and dancing are only mutter because you're somehow going to justify it as some form of a mitzvah. Other than that, there's no justification. So you're going to have to justify it as a mitzvah. What about making a bar mitzvah Wednesday night? I didn't think about it. Someone mentioned making a bar mitzvah Wednesday night. Right, so if you assume that a bar mitzvah is considered a mitzvah, so maybe you'll tell me the same shtukot Torah. We're going to use miktas halayla kekuloi for something that's a mitzvah, we'll be samech on those rishayim. Now, the problem with everything till now is, what's the sibas hayomte for lag ba'omer? The best case scenario, lag ba'omer is hafsakas avelus. Problem is, you can't just say that because we know from the Ramah, it's not true. From the Ramah, you see that there's something else cooking about lag ba'omer. What is that underlining theme of something special about lag ba'omer? So if you turn to the next side, we'll see the Prichadish in number 15 asks this kasha. The Prichadish says, Umiu yesh ledaktik, b'simcha zu lama. What's the celebration? The Ramah slipped in three words. Why? Where did he get it from? No one else talked about Simcha and Lag Ba'omer. Where did Ramah get it from? Says the Bichadosh, the Imishim Shepasku Malamos. And if you're going to tell me because they stopped dying, that's the Simcha. Mabekach. Have they nishu echad mehem? What's the greatest of Simcha? There was no one left. There was no one left. Bikulames umativa shel Simcha zu. What's the greatness of the Simcha? The Efshe says the Prichadosh, Simchi al oisim tamidim shehoisev achkach rabakiva shleimesu ka'il. Maybe it was that when he started with the new round of Talmidim and they survived, that was the Simcha. Others say it a little bit more first, that when did Rav Akiva make this massive comeback to start the second round of Talmidim that took place on Lag Ba'omer? So Gedai Yeshur has a whole piece based on this where he explains that there's a special Eitz Ratzon on Lag Ba'omer for those people that have not had Hatzlach and learning till now. Lag Ba'omer is a day for Hatzlach HaSatar, because you saw Rav Akiva. He started again with the new batch of Talmidim and it was successful, it worked. So today it's an Eitz Ratzon. So that's one justification for the Yom Tov. The Gron Shulchan Aruch number 16 has a different spin on it. He says, "K'may shekasev v'sayif tainis shebo pasku ma'isei midba." The Gron says, "What's the yomtiv?" He says, "What's the mafurish of Gemara and tainis?" The Gemara in the end of tainis discusses the yomtiv of Tuba'av. Big Yom Tov Ketubah. What's the Big Yom Tov? So the Gemara has a whole bunch of Pshatim. What are the Pshatim? Is that's when the Mesa Midbar stop dying. So says the Gaon, what do you see from there? You see that that's a Siba to make a Yom Tov. The Prichadish asked the Kasha, what are you making Yom Tov? If people stop dying, that's a Yom Tov. Says the Gaon, yeah, that's a Yom Tov. The fact that people stop dying, it itself is a Siba to Yom Tov, and that's the Yom Tov of Lag Baim. That's the way the Gaon wants to get around this problem. Now, where is it anything to do with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai yet? Right? Everyone calls Lag Baim Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Yom Tov. Where did that come from? Who made that up? It's not in Rishonim, it's not in the Gemara. Where does Reb Shimon Bar Yochai work his way in? So, one of the earliest Makaris comes from the Sefer Shara Kavonis. Shara Kavonis is written by Reb Chaim Vital's son, who writes over Reb Shimon's father, and he tells over the following story. Inyan minok shenogu l'Yisrael alechaz v'yem lamad gimel bo'im al-kivir rashbi v'yem lezbenoi. The minok in Klal Yisrael, where they go to the Kvarim, they go to the Kev, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Ashakvurim be'ir meiron kenoda, va'oichlim v'shoysim v'smeichim sham, they eat, they drink, they get happy. And he re'isi l'mayu, I saw my Rebbe die, Rizal, shahalach l'sham pamachas, he went once, b'yem lamad gimel o'imer, hu v'cholan shebesa, he took a family trip, the ganze mishpacha, v'yoshiv sham shloish yom mishaynim, shalashvu ahu, he sat the three days for the week, v'zeh hoye b'par mishaynim shabab mitzrayim, that was the whole shebang, doesn't say anything about the shebang, b'yichaz yard side, nothing. Okay, my Rebbe did it once. I don't know if he knew what was going to be, but this is the whole shebang that I resolved once. So what's the big Yosef Yom Tov? So the Bikki Yosef writes that it's called Simchas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, v'chei mashba b'sefer ha-kavonah shesidim ha-rash vital, Shimon vital, v'gam kosvu de p'tiras Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, hoya yoyim lamad gimel. Now, he didn't write that in Shara Kavonis. If you look carefully, he never said anything about that was the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai died. He just said that was the day that Arizal went to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's yard, kever. Now you could put two and two together. But the Bikki Yosef is adding, no. Because that is the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai died. That's why it's called the Yom Hilula, the day he died. And that's why special like Baimir is because the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai died. Okay? If you look in the Chayyadim also writes Mefurish that the reason why we're Matta like Megib Baimir is who Yom Hilula the Rashbi, it's the Hilula the Rashbi, the Lechvaidoi Naigim Tzasimcha. Now he never says he died. You read the words of the Chayyadim carefully, he never says that was the day that he died. He just says it's the Hilula. The Hilula is a fancy way of saying the Simchas. It's his day. It could be his day for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons they say it's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's day because that was the day he wrote the Zohar, Masada the Zohar. No, he didn't die. He didn't die. Doesn't say anything about when he died. Everyone's assuming if he went to his kever, it's probably because he died. Not true. The Bikki Yosef says he died on that day.
I heard he came out of the cave.
We're going to get to that in a second. The Yaros Dvash, Reb Yonison Eibshitz writes number 21 that was the day he died. And he says, since it was the day he died, it's a very, very special day. It's a day not to be wasted. It's a day to use to do tshuva.
So,
so we'll get to that in a second. We'll wrap that up in a second. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes famously that the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer has to do with two things. Not only did Reb Shimon Bar Yochai die, that was the day he came out of the cave. Referring to a famous Gemara in Shabbos, which happens in Daf Lamed Gimel. Ironically enough, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells the famous story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave with his son, and he came out of the cave after 12 months, and that zogt Aruch HaShulchan, and that happened on Lag BaOmer, which again, we're not denying that maybe Lag BaOmer is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's day, but not because he died on that day. That was his day because of other reasons, but not necessarily because he died on that day. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he thinks that it has nothing to do with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it has nothing to do with Lag BaOmer, it's the Yom Tov is the Yom Tov of Yud Chasir. That's the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. We call it Lag BaOmer. I don't do Lag BaOmer. That's with Yud Chasir. What happened Yud Chasir? That's when the month started to fall in the Midbar. That's the significance of Lag BaOmer. Nothing to do with Lag BaOmer. Nothing to do with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It was way before Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came to town. It had to do with the fact that that's when the month started to fall for the Jews in the Midbar. That's Yud Chasir. So the Shalom Meshiv over here has a beautiful piece. Very strongly against those people who partake in the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai parties. So maybe for those who want to go there Wednesday night, you might not want to read this piece of Shalom Eishiv, but we'll read it anyways. The Shalom Eishiv writes like this. He says, "Shekol Yisrael, Shekulam Smeichem Behul Derashbi, Avu Ba'emes Gam Shom Temesi, Dari Adir Rabba, B'mois HaTzadik, V'chochem Yesh L'Sanois." Frank, they can't be. We're supposed to be sad the day Tzadik dies. Al Mises HaTzadik. V'eich Nasa Yomtis B'mois Rabbeinu HaGod Lo Rashbi. How can it be this became a day of Yomtis? How can it be? He said, the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, do we make a party? Yeah, we don't find anywhere there's a Yom Tov called Zayin Adar. Even though some places don't say Tachron Zayin Adar, but you don't find a party in Zayin Adar. Why not? Moshe Rabbeinu died. And even if you'll tell me that the Zayah calls it the Yom Simcha of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Hainu Loi. That's Shemayim was very happy the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai died because they got him in Shemayim. But we were miserable. We lost a great person. So says the Shalom Eishiv, Aval Oysen Ozov Lono La Nocha. Then he says, well, I got bigger problems. They go around burning clothing on Lag Ba'Omer. That's a shayla of Batashchis. It's a shayla of Darkei Emayri. It's a Tesefta. They go around burning things as following the ways of the Goyim. So, frek the shayla meshiv. How can this be? And then he really gets good. He says over here. He says, Upshita shebimei harizal v'shakadosh mashe be'eretz loy hayu oisim. They never did this in the times of Arizal. This is a newfound phenomenon. The times of Arizal, they didn't do this. Rak limud akivroi. Utfilas tachnunim. They used to learn by his kever, davin, extra learning. This was later. This was not in the times of the early Achraidim. Listen to Shalom Eishel over here. He says, it's Pashat, if you took all that money that's spent on Lag Ba'Omer parties, take all that money and give it to support the poor people of Eretz Yisrael, he'd have much more pleasure from that than from all the parties people make. As I said, the very Litvish approach to Lag Ba'Omer. Okay, so this Teichemin has a long piece of where he tries to defend a little bit what we call what goes on at the Rashbi parties or the Rashbi Simcha. So this Teichemin says, no. He says, I want to answer up the Chassam Sofer and other kasha. Everyone has a kasha. What, the grace of Yom Tov, the day of Tzadik dies? Why is that a reason to be celebrated? He says, no, you missed the point. We're not celebrating his death. We're celebrating the fact that he didn't die by the Romans, and instead he died naturally from Hashem. Meaning, a regular person dies when he dies. Okay, no, person dies, it's not a Yom Tov. But over here, we're celebrating the fact that he died. What's the chiddush that he died? He died b'yad Hashem. He died when Hashem decided it was time for him to die. And not when he should have died, when the Romans, when he was hiding from the Romans. So the Yom Tov of Lag Ba'Omer is commemorating the fact that Hashem made a nes. Not the day he came out of the cave, but the day he died naturally to show that he didn't die in the hands of the Romans. And instead, a miracle took place and he died naturally b'yad Hashem. That's how the Seichemet wants to answer the justification. Ironically enough, you know what else is Lag Ba'Omer? Lag Ba'Omer is the yahrzeit of the Ramah. The yahrzeit of the Ramah. Now, it's hard to believe that that's why the Ramah wrote to be Ma'ar B'Simcha, because it was yahrzeit, right? Because the Ramah himself writes in two places in Shulchan Aruch that in a yahrzeit, at least the family is supposed to fast. So that can't be why the Ramah says to be Noyig B'Maktsah Simcha. But in any case, you have to ask yourself, what is Lag Ba'Omer? Is it just a Hafsakas Havelis, or is it also a Yom Tov L'Chasadzma, and that's the Siba for various deeds?